We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're discussing the task of Borer. Now we're up to a well-known topic, Tei. Making tea on Shabbos. כמו כאן אסור להשתמש בטיון שיש בתוכו מסננת למטה. Sometimes there are ancient ways of making tea, which is they'd actually take tea leaves, and I think it's called to steep the tea leaves, and then pour them through a filter. So filtering the tea leaves with a filter is, again, using a specific instrument for filtering, and that's borer. אם עדיין מעובבים במשקים העלים, if the liquid still has leaves in it, and by pouring it through the filter, it will be filtered, so that's prohibited. שבשעה שמערה ממנו התה, טיון מסנן התה, וזה ממש בורר. So that would be prohibited. על כן, מי שנתן התה מעלים לתוך טיון שיש בו מסננת, אין לראות מפי ולירא מן הצד, באופן שכתבנו לאל בסוף אות י' בקוס קפה שיש בו שמרים. So therefore, he says, if you have a pitcher with tea leaves, so usually the tea leaves settle. And we discussed earlier with Turkish coffee, what they call butts here in Israel, mud. So you can pour out the coffee after the coffee settles, so long as you aren't reaching the bottom layer, so the upper layers are fine. And then you've technically taken the liquid that you desire, and you haven't actually done an act of filtering because the solid stays on the bottom of the cup. So he says the same thing here. Don't pour through the filter. If you tilt it on its side, very often you could pour out and you are not using the filter. The way they have it is it's like a tea kettle. And by the spout, there's a filter over the spout. So he says, okay, so pour through the top hole, and the top hole has no filter, and then you pour out the liquid without using the filter, and you'll still get your tea without tea leaves.
So the basic bottom line is, if you don't filter, in that situation,
yeah, the issue here is filtering. I would say don't use such a vessel on Shabbos, because that tea kettle has a built-in filter. That's a tea kettle that shouldn't be used on Shabbos. But okay, let's say you're a guest by someone. I don't like his advice, because practically what I know of, when you're going to try to pour out of the side, so then stuff's going to come out of the top also, and things will get wet and dirty. So if you're in your own house, do what you want. Just be careful. Kids shouldn't be around. No one should get burned. Do it over a sink. I don't think this is so practical. From my experience with tea kettles, this isn't going to work. It's going to spill all over, and your wife's not going to be happy. You're going to get the whole house dirty. You do it over the sink, fine. But I don't see this as practical. Yes?
No.
I don't know. No, it's a good question. Email me, Bezat Shem, I'll try to look into it. I'm not clear on what really goes on there within that filter. I don't know.
Rabbi told me it's not.
That's not a problem.
That's not permitted.
Right. So the simple understanding is it would not be permitted. It's a vessel that's used specifically for filtering. It's got a specific filter. The simple approach would be that it's not permitted. The reason I'm not so clear is because I'm not certain that every time you pour water through it, anything gets filtered out. So that would be the equivalent of, let's say I have a filter on, let's say you turn, how could you turn on your faucet? Your faucet also has a filter, right? So why can you use the faucet? Because 99% of the time it's not filtering anything out. You never know when it will. So I'm not so clear when we use a Brita filter how much it's really doing. Oh, I know that the filter wears down, but I'm not convinced that it's wearing down from all the filtering. It could be it's wearing down from the water that runs through it.
Right, because the things that are filtering out is like parts per billion.
Are what?
Parts per billion.
Right, so you understand what I'm saying. So I'm not so clear on whether a Brita filter is prohibited or not. I know there are those who say it's prohibited, and again, the if you look at it at first glance, it certainly seems prohibited. It seems like a filter and would seem prohibited. The reason I'm not clear is because I'm not so sure what filtering is really happening there. I'm not so sure. But again, it's a lack of knowledge. I've just never researched the question enough. So if you email me, God willing, I'll try to look into it.
The water tastes different, so maybe they can filter out something.
Right, but if it's something that's indiscernible, so I'm not sure that's called filtering. If it's microscopic, so I don't know. וכן בסק של תה צריכים להיזהר מאיסור בורר. So now we come to a tea bag, where the tea bag holds the tea, and then the water runs through it, and the tea remains in the tea bag. So he says that the tea bag would be considered a filter. Al ken asur lotzi b'shabat sak shel teh min ha'teh. He says that you shouldn't take a tea bag out of the tea. Shebazeh osim ma'aseh borer mamash. He holds that that's called borer. Ve'en eitzar rak lerot ha'teh shemegeh samuch lo. Ve'afilu lishtot yoter gam ken asur. Now I beg to differ, but I'm not so clear that everyone agrees with him on this one. He says you shouldn't pull out your tea bag from the tea. Shekivan sheyetze min hasak hamashkeh meorav ma'alim oseh kan brira. Okay, so that needs discussion. Ve'av shehu b'shat achila mamash ein matrin livror ochel mitoch psolt afilu b'shat achila al yedei kli. So he wants to say that it would be prohibited to even drink tea when you reach the bottom, and what you're basically getting is the juice that's coming out of the tea bag. So then he's saying that would be prohibited. But again, we need to get back to this point. We'll have to revisit this. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of people would much rather prepare tea before Shabbos. Here in Israel, that's the in thing. But again, I want to come back to this because Rav Pesan Zatzal told me that in Europe it was a well-accepted custom that people would make tea with a kli shlishi. You pour the hot water from the hot water urn into a cup and then to another cup. So the hot water urn is kli rishon. The cup it's poured into is kli sheni. And then you pour it into a third cup and then you put in the tea bag. So Rav Pesan Zatzal was discussing making tea on Shabbos. And that, he said, was a given that people did throughout Europe. The Chafetz Chaim came along and said, no, you should make tea essence before Shabbos. I want to double check to see what he said regarding the filtering aspect, because I'm not sure I'm remembering clearly on that point. But again, the custom was people made tea on Shabbos. Here in Israel, it's become accepted, and now also in Chutzarts, when you go to the yeshivas, I remember I was in Mir when they stopped making tea on Shabbos, when everyone became from and they started making tea essence. But you know what, if our grandparents were from and they made tea on Shabbos in a kli shlishi, it's not a bad thing. Where I think everyone would agree is what I mentioned once in class, people will sometimes squeeze out the tea bag on Shabbos. That, it would seem, is prohibited, to squeeze out the tea bag on Shabbos.
Take the tea bag like this.
Right. So he's saying that to dip in your tea bag, in and out, he's saying that would be prohibited. I want to double check my notes. What I discussed with Rav Pesan on that. If I'm going to quote something, I want to make sure I got it right. So, again, we'll have to revisit this.